Today, Shir Mishra B'Riyami, the Siman Shin Samach Vav, we're up to Sif Yud. Shkemezake lahem al yedei acher. When conveying ownership to others, lo yizake al yedei b'no u'bito haknanim, one should not use his children who are minors, afilu im einam smuchim al shulchano, even if he does not financially support them, v'lo al yedei avdo v'shivchaso haknanim. And he should not use his eved knani or his shivcha knanis, aval mezakehu al yedei bno ubito hagdolim. However, he can convey ownership via his adult children, afilu smuchim al shulchano, even if he financially supports them, al yedei avdo v'shivchaso ha'ivrim. And of course, he could also do it, and he can convey ownership using his eved and shivcha, his eved ivris and shivcha ivris, afilu heim ketanim, even if they are ketanim. We'll see what this is about in the Mishnah Brura. And let's now go to the Mishnah Brura on some of these halachas that we just saw. Al yedei bno ubito haktanim. So he says you cannot go ahead and convey ownership using your children that are ketanim. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Mivnei sheyadon ki yado, imkein lo yatsa hadavar mishusa. Since their yad, their hand in kinyan, is the equivalent of the father's, and therefore, nothing, it will not have left the rishus of the father. And again, the idea is it has to be a kinyan where he is conveying ownership via making a kinyan by putting it into someone else's rishus. You can't do it via your eved knani. It's also because the yad of an eved is like the yad of the rabbah. And again, anything that the eved is kone, it goes to his adon. So therefore, when he gives it to his eved, it's like he's giving it to himself, and therefore it hasn't left his rishus. And again, the idea is to be makne to someone else, and when you're being makne to someone else, when you're conveying ownership now to someone else, you're including, and he's including, when he's being kaina, he's including all the rest of the residents of the chatzer mavui city. We continue on. Sif katan and zayin afilo heim smuchin al shulchano. So he says that when it comes to a children that are gedolim, bano ubito hagdolim, that you can convey ownership via your children that are above bar mitzvah, even if they're being financially supported. Even though in this way, even there also, when a son who is bar mitzvah is still financially supported, anything that he finds halachically goes to the father, as it says in Choshen Mishpat Siman Reish Ayin, Zeh Eino Ela Mishum Eva. This is a separate halacha of, because there shouldn't be Eva, enmity, Shelo Yimna Mehen Mizonos Imtiyah Mitziyas El Hatzman. We don't want a situation that a father will, because he's upset, he will then go ahead and not support the child, even though halachically the child is already an adult and his mitziyah is for himself, since he's being supported. The Chazal said that his mitziyahs, the things that he finds, should goes halachically directly to the father who is supporting him, so that the father will continue to support him and won't get upset and be angry. Aval benidon didan, but in this case, sha'av rotza lezakos al yodom lacherim shapizochim. But in this case, where the father actually wants the son to be able to be zocha himself, so that he can now go ahead and convey ownership to the other residents, so then the son will be able to do this, because the kevan digdolim, since they're adults, yeshlahem yad b'fneatzman, they have their own yad, so halachically they can do it, and since the father is masking, and the father in this case wants it to happen, the kid will be able to be kainet and be kainet for the other residents as well. Then, interestingly, for some reason, the Shulchan Aruch said when going ahead and being mezake al yedei eved ivri, where he, the eved ivri, is the one that is being mezake the others, the other residents, by his being kaina, for some reason he could be a katan. How could he be a katan? And even though a katan can't go ahead and be zoche for others, because he's a katan, hacha be'eriv shuhu midrabanan ba'alma, here, by eriv, since it's midrabanan, hekelu ba'avdo v'shivchaso, they were makel with his eved and shivcha that are not kananim, that are eved ivris, that it will work. Ela ba'avdo v'shivchasa. They only want to be mekel with his eved and his shivcha, but not avalo b'banav haktanim u'kidin la'el mishum b'yadon ma'mishki yado. But they're not going to be mekel, Chazal, when it comes to his own children that are ketanim. If it's eved ivri that's a katan, that's okay. But his own children, no, because they're yadon ma'mishki yado. A son's yad is like the yad of the father. Anything he would be kind of would be automatically the father's. So we continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Valyidei Yishto," you could also be mezake the Arab to the Acherim via your wife. Afal pi shehu malala mezainis, but someone can use his wife, even though he provides her with food, meaning he's supporting her. In afilu einla bayis bechatzer, and even though she does not have her own house in the yard. Mishnah Brura Sif Katan Nuntes Alide Ishto, the Kishnosin La Acher Matana Almanas She'ein Labala Rishus Ba Mahani. This is the halacha that even though the yad of an Ishto is Kabal, even though what she's Kona goes directly to the Baal, if someone gives her a Matana on condition that the Baal will not be able to be Zocha in it, meaning that she can that she should independently be Kona for herself, that works. So here, Harid Yeshla Yadlis Kos La'atzma. So you see that she has a yad in principle to be kona for herself. So who had been here for sure here, where he's obviously wants her to be kona independently. Yochol Zakos Ayada Lacherim. He can then go ahead and utilize her in this kinyan to be mezaket to convey ownership to others, and because she'll be an independent yad to be kona for everybody else. The Sif Katan Samich Vafilu Ein La Bayis. Even though she does not have a separate house in the yard. Nakad Hailishna Lafuke Mimanda Amar Bigumara, Shulchan Aruch used this lashon to exclude the opinion in the Gemara, the Dafka Hecha the Yeshla Atma Bayas Bechatsera, Sheochelasham, Azamino Nigo de Mahani Askiro Be'eru Bishvil Besa, Mahani Nami Lazakos Lacherim, Be'eru Bishvil Batehem. But what this is referring to, this Mishnah Berurah, is that there's an opinion in the Gemara, in the Darim, that says Anisha really does not have a yad to be mezakeh la'atzma, even when there is a matana given to her, amanas she'ein la'bala rishus ba. So according to that opinion, it's only going to work the Erev, where she could be mezakeh others, if she has a independent need for the Erev chateros, which would mean if she has her own personal bias that she was able to be yoresh during, let's say, for example, the Erevsin. And the Baal in the Nisuin writes that he doesn't have anything to do with this bias. So she has this bias, this independent bias. And since she has an independent bias, then even that Manda Amar would allow the husband to be able to, since she has an independent bias and she's needed in that Erev Chatzeros to join up. So then in that case, the husband would be allowed to go ahead and be Mezak Al Yedei Acherim by giving the Erev to the wife. But that's only if you hold like that opinion. So what this is coming to exclude, the Shulchan Aruch, is that you do not require that she has her own house, because we're going with the opinion that independently a woman could be kinda something amanas that the Baal does not have rishus, but the Baal will not get it. And here the Baal for sure is giving it to her in a situation where he doesn't want it coming back to him. He wants to be able to give it to her so that she can be mezakeh and convey ownership to others. And now we continue on in the Shulchan Aruch with a Yesh Omrim. The Yesh Omrim she'eino mezakeh al yedei bno u'bito hasmuchem al shulchano afilu heim gedolim. So there are those that say you cannot go ahead and convey ownership to others utilizing your children, even if they're adults, if they are financially supported by you. Meaning if the father is financially supporting a son, then it won't work. According to the first opinion, we said even by children that are gedolim and also somech al shulchano and are financially supported, even those children, one can, according to the first opinion, even though they're being supported by the father, according to the first opinion, you could be mezakeh al yadam, you can go ahead and give ownership via them for the others. This opinion holds only if the kids are gedolim and not financially supported will it work. But if they're financially supported, if they're somech al shulchano, then it cannot be done. What's the chiluk? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan samach aleph, the yesh omrim. Sfir lehu didamia le'eruv l'inyin metziah. This opinion holds that eruv is like metziah. The chol hecha de sfir lan l'inyin metziah. Wherever we say by a metzia, by someone finding something, ein lo yad b'fnei atzmo, that the person does not have an independent hand to be kone, v'shayach la'avia, and it therefore goes to the father, o b'isha, or by a wife, shemotzeis metzia, where she goes ahead and finds something, and it's shayach la'balas. Wherever we, as we play, according to this opinion, we play it out as follows, that wherever a person could be kone a metzia independently, then that person could be used for an Erev. So both a wife and a son who's supported, even if he's an adult, supported by the father, since the Metziah goes to the father, or to the husband, they would not, these individuals would not be able to be used for the Erev to convey ownership to others. That's what he says, when it comes to Erev as well, they don't have an independent Yad in order to go ahead and convey ownership to others, but kosadayin lo yotza mirshuso, because it's viewed halachically as not leaving the rishus of the father or the husband in these situations. Sifkaton samach beis, the Shulchan Aruch had said that you can't be mezaki, you can't convey ownership via your son and daughter that is being supported, even though they're dolim. So the Mishnah Berurah has said samach beis ratzon lomar la'acha shebagra, but by the daughter, talking about after the daughter is already a bogeres, that yotzeis lechol davar lishus, so that a daughter. As you know, those who learn Kiddushin know that a daughter, even when she's a Nara, even when she's halachically like Bas Mitzvah, when she's a Nara, the father, she's still in the Rishus of the father. So here we're talking about where she's already a Bogeres, and she should be able to go ahead and be Kone herself, but she can't, because once again, Afilu Hachi came in Shesmucha Al Shalchano. Even so, here, like by the son who's an adult, the daughter also, even when she's an independent adult and in principle has a yad, since she's somech on the shulchan of the father, and the metzia and her metzia is going to go to the father, lavia, even after she's bogeres. In other words, someone who's not somech al shulchano, if she's a woman, so then when she's a bogeres, so she kone everything for herself. It's only when she's a nara, doesn't make a difference. When she's a nara, it automatically goes to the father. So here it's saying, even by bogeres, where she should in principle be able to be kone for herself, since she is being supported by the father, the metziahs still go to the father, and therefore gam lenin erev ein liyad la'atzma. Therefore, also by erev, she's not going to have an independent yad. The Shulchan Aruch continues below al yedei bito, and you would not be able to go ahead, according to this opinion, go ahead and utilize your daughter, even if she is not smucha al shulchano, kolzman shelo bagra, if she has not yet become a bogeres, because since she's a Nara, look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Samach Gimel, so calls Man Shalom Bagra, does Shayach Metziah Salavia. The halacha is that a Nara, even if she is not being supported by the father, still the halacha is that all her Metziahs go to the father. Continuing on, Velo Al Yedei Ishto Shemala Lamazonos, and also, according to this opinion, you cannot utilize your wife as the one to be mezakeh to convey ownership to others, if you are financially supporting her, if you are giving her her mezonos and feeding her, because the halacha is that the mezonos that you give her, sifkat and samach dalet, shemala mezonos, the azmit siyasa labala, the halacha is that when you give mezonos to your wife, automatically her metzios, anything she finds, is automatically the husband's, and therefore you would not be able to utilize the wife as this party, this second party in the transaction, in order to convey ownership to the other residents. Back to the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, Osha amarla tzi'i ma'isei adayach mezunasayach v'afilu yeshla bayis b'chatzer. So here he's referring to another situation in Shulchan Aruch. There's a halacha that also, you know, that the ma'isei adayim, anything, any work that the wife does, anything that she does and makes money through her, literally through her handiwork, so that money also goes to the husband. But here the husband says, you know what, take that money that is coming to you through the work that you're doing, let's say she's baking cakes or things like that, take that money and use that to support yourself for your own food and feed yourself from that. So in that situation also, the husband, the metziah, still goes to the husband. Why does the metziah still go to the husband? Because when do we say the metziah doesn't go to the husband? The metziah doesn't go to the husband if the husband is not supporting her and feeding her. Here the husband would still be considered feeding her because the ma'isei yadayim that normally goes to the husband, he's saying she could use that for her food, which would therefore mean that he is giving her food. If he gives her food, that means that the husband then gets her metzias. And if the husband gets her metzias, so then this opinion holds, she cannot be used to convey ownership to others. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch here means when it says, if he says to her, see my siyadeh, take your my siyadayim and use it for your mizonos, even yesh la bayis b'chatzer, even if she has her own bayis b'chatzer, this opinion holds that, once again, once her metzias go to the husband, she can't be used. Let's look at the Mishnah, Brura Sifkan Samachay, Oshama Latzi, or if he says to her, go take the money that comes from the Maisi Adayim and use it for your mizonos, that makes it that the metzias are the husband's, and therefore she can't be used. So he says, Umayri Maspekes Maisi Adela Mizonos. It's obviously talking about where the money of her Maisi Adayim is enough to feed her, is enough for her food. The Ein Maspekes Mizonos, because then if it wasn't enough money for her food, then Ein Metzias Labala, then the Metzias is not Labala, because the Baal is not the one actually providing her mizonos. Sifkat and Samach Vav, Afilu Yesh La Bayis. So he said, even if she has a bias for chatzar, what is this? Why are they emphasizing this? So Lomar is coming to say, even though she has her own bias, Bochela Shem HaMazonos Shenosen La Bala, and she goes ahead and eats the mizonos in this separate house that the husband gives her. And you might have had a Havamina, the Migo de Zochia La Atzma, Be'erev Zeh. Bishvil Besa Tiska Be'eruv Gam Lacherim. Kamash Malan, that it's not going to work. So what's going on here? So we might have had a Havamin according to this opinion. Again, this opinion is of the opinion that once the Metziahs go to the husband, the woman can no longer be Mizakeh others. But we might have said as follows. We might have had a Svara to say that a husband can go ahead and do a Kinyan and give it over to the wife, because the wife has to be part of the Erev. Why does she have to be part of the Erev? And she has to have her bread as part of the Erev, because she has her own independent house that she is eating the food, and even though she's being supported. So the Kamash Malan is, no, it's not going to be, make it that she now can acquire the bread and acquire it for others. Why? Hatam, the reason is, because in the end of the day, she does not need an Erev, because, once again, she's Nimsheches Achar Bala, Kidokama Mesimin Shim Ayin, Sivvav, Belekamigo. And at the end of the day, since she is supported in terms of her food from her husband, she goes after him, and with respect to the Erev, and therefore, there's no Migo at all, because in the end, she's not needed at all, in terms of this Erev, to be an independent party at all. We continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Aval mezake al yedei bno. So this opinion holds that you could use a son that's not samach al shulchano, afilu hu katan, even though he's a katan. So in this sense, it's going to be different than the first opinion, that even though the first opinion held that you couldn't use your son who's a katan, this opinion holds you could use your son that's a katan, but only if he's not somech al shulchano, only if he's not supported by you, the father. Look at the Mishnah Berura. What's the pshat? Afilu hu katan, even though he's a katan. Because the halacha is that with respect to a metziah, a kid who's a katan has the ability and has the yad to be kona for himself metziahs. This opinion, once again, totally compares Eruv to Metziah, and the halacha is that by Metziah, okay, the yad of a katan is not going to be like the yad of the father, and he can go ahead and independently keep his own Metziahs. Okay? Now, once again, the only reason why a katan works is because Eruv Chatzeris is the Rabbanan, and we allow a katan to be Zeicher, on a Rabbanan level, and be mezake others on a Rabbanan level. We continue on here. V'ayidei bito shebagrav eina smucha al shulchan. And also, this opinion allows for his daughter, who's a bogeres, and not being supported by the father. Sifkatan samaches. Ratzon aloma. What's the chiddush here? Dafke ba'ofen zeh. The word here is more in contrast to the first opinion. Lokadei rishona tisfir leidik shabagra. Because the first opinion holds when she's a bogeres afilu b'smucha, even if she's still being supported, mezaka al yada. The first opinion holds that he can use the daughter because the daughter is independent and she can be kona things by herself. So this opinion, in contrast to that opinion, holds that a bogeres is dafka ena when she's ena smucha al shulchanov. Because if she's smucha al shulchanov, then her metzias go to the father, and so too v'chein. B'chein b'al yidei ishto, he can go ahead and be mezakeh by his wife. It's dafka heicha she'ein ma'al mezonos. It's specifically when he's not giving her mezonos, because then as mitzia yasa la'atzma, then the mitzia is the wives by herself. V'lo labala. It's after the Shulchan Aruch continues b'al yidei ishto she'ein ma'al mezonos. And also this opinion holds that, as we just said now in the Mishnah Brura, that you can do it by your wife if you don't give her mezonos. Afilu ein labayis b'chatzer. Once again, even if she doesn't have a bias in the chatzer, where, again, you might have had a havami, the dafka when she has a bias in the chatzer, because when she has a bias in the chatzer, she's shy after the Erev, doesn't make a difference. If the wife, this opinion has one criteria, if the individual's metzia goes to the man, so that person cannot be used, that man cannot use that individual for the Erev. And here, the wife, the metzia is not going to go to the husband, because her zonos is not coming from the husband. Ulechachila tov lachosh ledivrei shneim heichad evshar. He says, lechachila, it's good to be choshesh and be machmir for both opinions. And the Ramah says, ubidiyeved, somchen al divrei hamekel be'erev, ubidiyeved. The klal is, when it comes to Erev, we're somech on the mekel shita, and you can be mekel and go with the mekel opinion. V'chein begadol sheyesh lo isha, and an adult that has a wife, afal pisha somach al shulchan aviv, mizakin al yado v'afilu lechatchila, meaning if there's an adult son who has a wife, so that adult son can be used to convey ownership to others, even though he's financially supported by his father, and this can be done even lechatchila. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Samech tes, al divrei hamekel be'erev. So the Ramah had said, even though the Shulchan Aruch had said you should try to be machmir, but he says, with the Eved, you can rely on the Divrei HaMekel when it comes to Erev Ratzono Lomar. This means to say, he says, Bein Katan Ve'ein Samach Al Shulchanah, whether you're dealing with a Katan who is not supported by the father, or a Gadol, even if he is supported, V'chein Ba'al Yidei Ishto Af Alpi She Maila La Mezainis, and also using the wife, even if he is giving her mezonos. So since from both of these opinions, there are shitas that allow for Erev in these scenarios, you could rely on the Erev being good. If it was done this way, b'diyevet. And then the Ramah had said that in a case where an adult son has a wife, even though he's being supported, lechatchila, you can use that adult son, because she'osa kol al das atzmo v'lo al das aviv, because in this case the son is doing everything independently and not from the father, even though the father is going ahead and supporting him. He has this level of independence, so it works. And the Ramah ends off, ve'eino tzarach lo'odia lo'osam she'zika lehem kodem ha'shabbos ele modiim b'shabbos mutl taltel. And you do not have to inform those that, as we said earlier, we said this yesterday, you do not have to inform those who ownership was conveyed to be part of the Erev, and you can just tell them on Shabbos, and if they know on Shabbos, then they'll be able to carry, because look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Ayin Aleph, Ve'ein Otzarech, Lahodia, Dezachin, La'adam Shalabafanav. But since, as we said yesterday, you can convey ownership to others even if he doesn't know, because it's a chus to them. And therefore, in the case of Erev, everyone does not have to know. You can convey them the ownership in the Erev. They'll all be a chelik in the Erev without telling them. And once they know, even if they know on Shabbos, they can then go ahead and carry from the bayis to the chatzah, from the bayis to the bayis, utilizing that Erev. So just to sum up over here with a little extra ha'ara, We've seen the Shulchan Aruch present different opinions regarding who may acquire the Erev on behalf of others. The essential issue is whether someone who does not acquire lost objects for himself is capable of acquiring the Erev for the benefit of others, right? Someone who according to the first opinion, adults are capable of acquiring the Erev for others, even though they are financially supported by others. According to the second opinion, we equate the halacha of acquiring an Erev for others with the halacha of acquiring for oneself a lost object. Therefore, since those who are financially supported by others do not keep lost objects, mitzias, for themselves, they also do not have the capacity to acquire the Erev for others. And then after the Shulchan Aruch presents the differing opinions and states that one should make an effort to accommodate both opinions and convey ownership only via someone who, according to all opinions, may convey ownership to others. The Rama paskins that b'diyeved, one can rely on the Mekel opinion, since halacha follows the lenient opinion when it comes to matters involving Erev Chatzeros. The Rama himself, now we're adding something here, he did not qualify his statement that we follow the lenient opinion concerning Eruvin, and the truth is, there are limitations to this principle, which we cannot get into here, but you should just be aware that there's a major machlokas. We've shown him where and when we rely on this opinion of our mekel le'inyan with respect to Erev. It's a machlokas, the Rush in Erev and Perek Beis Siman Dalet, and Rebbeinu Chananel there, and the poskim all hack on this. Ad kan.